Masechet Menachot Perek Bet Mishnah He. When a mincha has a levona that's with it, both the komets and the levona have to be burned on the mizbeach, and that's what allows the shirayim, the remaining flour, to be eaten. We'll talk about pigul when we're talking about one of these two things that allow the flour to be eaten had an improper intention with it. Mishnah says, pigel ba komets v'lo ba levona, if a kohen had a pigul intention when he was burning the komets, but not when he was burning the levona, or the opposite. Ba levona v'lo ba komets. He had a pigul intention when he was burning the levona, but not when he was burning the komets. We say halakha as follows. Rabbi Meir omer, pigul v'hayavin alav karet. It says Rabbi Meir, the entire korban is pigul, the mincha, the flour, is pigul, and a person is liable for karet for eating it. V'achamim omrim, en bo karet ad shifagil et kol ha-matir. Achamim disagree, they say no. We're talking about two things that are the matir. Two things permit the flour to be eaten, both the levona and the komet. So there's no idea of pigul unless the entire matir, both items over here, had an improper intention with them. If not, the item is not pigul. Umodim hachamim l'Rabbi Meir b'minhat chote b'minhat kenaot. Hachamim, who say it's not pigul, they agree with Rabbi Meir in the situation of a minhat chote or minhat kenaot that we mentioned earlier on, where they both have no levona. Shim pigel ba komets, if he had a pigul intention when burning the komets, shu pigul v'hayavin alav karet, shah komets hu amatir, that the minha is pigul, and the person is karet for eating it, because the komets is the matir, is the only permitter of these minha. These are not the only two examples where you have two things that permit a minha. We'll have other things that we mention as well. If somebody slaughtered one of the two lambs on Shavuot with the intention to eat from the two loaves, the shtei lechem, tomorrow, which is past the proper time, or he burnt one of the two spoonfuls of levona with the intention to eat bread from the lechem apanim tomorrow, Rabbi Meir omer, pigul v'hayavin alav karet. Says Rabbi Meir, the shtei lechem loaves and lechem apanim are pigul, and if a person eats them, he's karet. V'achamim omrim, en pigul ad shifagel kol ha-matir. Achamim say, no, there's no pigul unless the pigul intention was on the entire thing that permits whatever we're talking about to be eaten. So when slaughtering the lambs on Shavuot, both lambs have to be slaughtered with pigul, and when burning the spoonfuls of levona, both spoonfuls have to have had a pigul intention with them in order to make the entire entity pigul. We'll talk about the effect of having the pigul intentions with one lamb on the lamb. It's on the lamb itself. What does it do to the other lamb? Shahat echad min hakevasim le'echol b'meinu le'mahad. If someone slaughtered one of the two Shavuot lambs with the intention to eat from it tomorrow, hu pigul v'havero pigul. The lamb is pigul, and the other lamb that goes with it is pigul as well. The blood of each lamb permits the meat to be eaten. So slaughtering it with the pigul intention makes it pigul. But it doesn't make the other lamb pigul, because the blood of one lamb does not permit the other lamb. They're both on the same playing field. But if he slaughtered one lamb with the intention to eat from the other lamb tomorrow, then both of them are kesherim. They're both considered to be valid. A pigul intention can only take effect on an act that would permit the korban. So each lamb in this case is a permitter. So therefore, thinking about one lamb when permitting the other would have no effect.